Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called The Girl Who Counted Stars. Are you ready? Astra bounced on her toes as she unwrapped the biggest box under the birthday tree. Her dark eyes sparkled with curiosity as colorful paper fell away like flower petals. A telescope, she gasped, running her fingers along the smooth white tube. Her grandfather Cosmo chuckled, his silver beard twinkling in the afternoon light. "This isn't just any telescope, little star," he said with a wink. "This is a window to the universe." Astra's mom smiled as she helped clear away the wrapping paper. "Grandpa Cosmo knows all about stars," she said. "He used to be an astronomer." That evening, as purple shadows stretched across their backyard, Astra could hardly contain her excitement. She had spent the whole day dreaming about what she might see through her magical new window. The telescope stood waiting on its tripod, pointing toward the darkening sky like a patient finger ready to explore the heavens above. The Girl Who Counted Stars. Astra bounced on her toes as she unwrapped her birthday present. The long silver tube inside the box made her gasp with delight. "A telescope," she squealed, running her fingers along the smooth metal. Her grandfather, Papa Cosmo, smiled and adjusted his wire-rimmed glasses. "This one's special, little star," he said, using his favorite nickname for her. "It can show you wonders you've never imagined." Astra's mom helped her carry the telescope to the backyard as the sun began to set. The evening air was crisp and clear, perfect for stargazing. "Can we use it tonight?" Astra asked, practically vibrating with excitement. Papa Cosmo nodded and began setting up the tripod. "The stars are calling your name, Astra. And do you know why I named you that?" She shook her head eagerly. "Because Astra means star in Latin. You were born to explore the night sky." As darkness settled over their yard like a soft blanket, tiny points of light began to twinkle overhead. "First, we need to wait for the sky to get really dark," Grandpa Cosmo explained as they sat on the back porch. Astra swung her legs impatiently, watching the last traces of orange sunset fade away. "Why can't we see stars during the day?" she asked. Grandpa Cosmo pointed to a streetlight that had just flickered on. "See how that light makes it hard to see things in the shadows? The sun is like a giant streetlight that outshines all the stars during the day." As if by magic, tiny points of light began to appear in the darkening sky. First one, then three, then dozens twinkling like scattered diamonds. "There!" Astra jumped up. "I can see them now." The night air was cool and smelled like jasmine from their neighbor's garden. Crickets began their evening song, and somewhere in the distance, an owl hooted softly. "Now we're ready for our star adventure," Grandpa Cosmo said, standing up and stretching. "Let's set up your telescope and take our first look at the universe."
"Look
through here," Papa Cosmo said, guiding Astra to the eyepiece. She closed one eye and peered through the small opening. "Wow," she whispered. The stars that had looked like tiny dots suddenly appeared as brilliant, twinkling jewels scattered across black velvet. Some were white, others seemed slightly blue or yellow. "They're so beautiful. But Papa Cosmo, why do they twinkle?" her grandfather chuckled. "That's our atmosphere playing tricks on us. The starlight gets bounced around by moving air, making them seem to dance." Astra moved the telescope slightly and gasped. "There are so many more than I can see without it." Indeed, the telescope revealed hundreds of stars invisible to her naked eyes. "Each one of those lights," Papa Cosmo said softly, "has traveled a very, very long way to reach you tonight." Astra looked up from the eyepiece, puzzled. "What do you mean, traveled?" Papa Cosmo's eyes twinkled, almost like the stars themselves. "That, my dear granddaughter, is the most amazing part of all." "Stars are like cosmic lighthouses," Papa Cosmo explained, sitting on the garden bench beside Astra. "They make their own light, by burning very hot gas. But here's the magical part. Light doesn't travel instantly, even though it's the fastest thing in the universe. Astra wrinkled her nose. But when I turn on my bedroom lamp, the light comes on right away. That's because your room is small, Papa Cosmo laughed. Light travels so fast, it crosses your room in a tiny fraction of a second. But stars are incredibly far away. The light you just saw through the telescope left those stars years and years ago. He pointed to a particularly bright star. See that one? Its light started traveling toward Earth when you were just a baby. Some stars are so far away that their light has been traveling since before your parents were born. Astra's eyes grew wide. So I'm seeing the past?
Exactly. You're a time traveler, little star. Every time you look up, you're seeing how the universe looked long, long ago.
Astra pressed her eye to the telescope's eyepiece and gasped. The stars weren't just tiny dots anymore. They were brilliant, shimmering jewels scattered across black velvet. Grandpa, they're so bright and beautiful, she whispered, afraid that speaking too loudly might make them disappear. Grandpa Cosmo adjusted the telescope slightly.
What you're seeing is something truly amazing, little star.
That light has been traveling through space for a very, very long time to reach your eyes. Astra pulled back from the eyepiece, confused.
Traveling? But light is super fast, isn't it?
Oh yes, her grandfather nodded. Light is the fastest thing in the universe. But space is so incredibly big that even super fast light takes years and years to travel from the stars to us. He pointed to a bright star twinkling overhead. The light from that star started its journey before you were even born. Astra's mouth fell open in wonder. She looked back through the telescope with new eyes, realizing she was seeing light that was older than herself.
How long does it take? Astra asked, her voice full of wonder.
Grandpa Cosmo smiled and sat down on their garden bench.
Well, that depends on how far away the star is. We measure distances in space using something called light years.
He picked up a small pebble from the ground.
If this pebble were Earth, and I threw it as far as I could, that's like the distance light travels in just 1 second.
Astra watched as he tossed the pebble across the yard. Now imagine throwing it so far that it takes a whole year to land.
That's 1 light year.
Astra tried to imagine something traveling for an entire year. So when I look at the stars, I'm seeing the past? She asked, her eyes growing wide.
Exactly. Grandpa Cosmo clapped his hands together. You're like a time traveler, looking back in time every time you gaze at the stars.
Astra felt a shiver of excitement run down her spine. Her telescope wasn't just showing her faraway places. It was showing her faraway times, too.
How far away are the stars? Astra asked, trying to imagine light traveling for years.
Papa Cosmo stood up and walked to the middle of the yard. Let's play a game. If the sun were a marble here in my hand, the nearest star would be like another marble 400 miles away.
Astra's jaw dropped. That far?
Even farther. Scientists measure star distances in light years. That's how far light travels in 1 whole year. He spread his arms wide. Light zooms along at 186,000 miles every single second. In 1 year, it travels about 6 trillion miles.
Astra tried to count that high in her head, but got dizzy. The nearest star is over 4 light years away, Papa Cosmo continued. Some stars you can see are hundreds of light years distant. And there are stars so far away that their light has been traveling since the dinosaurs lived on Earth.
Dinosaur light? Astra giggled at the silly thought.
In a way, yes. You might be seeing light that started its journey when a T-Rex was roaming around.
Let me show you something special, Grandpa Cosmo said, gently moving the telescope. Do you see that group of stars that looks like a big spoon?
Astra peered through the eyepiece and nodded excitedly.
I see it! It really does look like a giant spoon in the sky.
That's called the Big Dipper, her grandfather explained. People have been looking at that same pattern of stars for thousands of years. They told stories about it.
He pointed to different star groups. Some people saw a great bear wandering across the sky. Others saw a wagon carrying precious treasures.
Astra pulled away from the telescope.
People made up stories about stars?
Oh yes. Every culture around the world looked up at the same stars we see tonight and created wonderful tales.
Grandpa Cosmo's eyes twinkled. The stars were like a giant storybook written across the sky.
Astra looked up at the Big Dipper with new appreciation. She tried to imagine ancient people sitting around campfires, pointing at these same stars and sharing magical stories about bears and wagons and adventures among the heavens.
But, Papa Cosmo, Astra said thoughtfully, if the light takes so long to get here, what happens if a star dies?
Her grandfather's eyebrows raised with approval.
Excellent question. You're thinking like a real scientist now.
He guided her back to the telescope and helped her find a cluster of stars.
Some of the stars you're looking at right now might have already gone out, but their light is still traveling to us.
It's like getting a letter from a friend who moved away. The letter takes time to reach you, so you're reading old news.
Astra peered through the eyepiece again, this time with a different feeling.
So some of these stars might be gone?
Some might be, yes. Others might have grown bigger or changed colors. The universe is always changing, but it takes time for us to see those changes.
Astra felt a little sad thinking about stars that might not be there anymore.
Papa Cosmo sensed her mood and added gently, "But isn't it wonderful that they left us their light as a gift? Even when they're gone, we can still see their beauty."
"Now, let me show you something really special," Papa Cosmo said, adjusting the telescope's position.
"Long ago, people looked at these same stars and saw pictures in them."
Astra looked through the eyepiece as he guided the telescope.
"I see a lot of stars, but I don't see any pictures."
"Look for patterns. See those seven bright stars that look like a big spoon?"
Astra squinted and suddenly gasped. "Oh, I do see a spoon shape.
That's called the Big Dipper. It's part of a constellation called Ursa Major, the Great Bear."
Papa Cosmo helped her trace the star pattern with the telescope. People from different cultures saw different pictures. Some saw a bear, others saw a wagon or a plow. They spent the next few minutes finding other constellations. Papa Cosmo showed her Orion the Hunter with his bright belt of three stars, and Cassiopeia that looked like a W in the sky.
The ancient Greeks, Egyptians, and many other peoples all had stories about these star pictures, he explained. They used them like a calendar and compass to know when to plant crops and which way to travel.
"Grandpa, what's that really bright star over there?"
Astra pointed to a brilliant light that seemed to twinkle more than the others.
Grandpa Cosmo followed her gaze and chuckled.
"That's not a star at all, little star. That's Venus, our neighbor planet."
Astra looked surprised.
"A planet? But it looks just like a star."
"Planets don't make their own light like stars do," he explained. "They're like mirrors, reflecting sunlight back to us.
Venus is covered in thick white clouds that reflect sunlight very well, making it extra bright."
Through the telescope, Venus appeared as a brilliant white crescent, like a tiny moon.
"It looks like a smile," Astra giggled.
"Now let me show you a real surprise," Grandpa Cosmo said, adjusting the telescope once more. "Some of the stars you're looking at don't actually exist anymore."
Astra's forehead wrinkled in confusion.
"What do you mean?"
"Well, some stars burn out and disappear, but their light is still traveling toward us, so we can still see them, even though they're gone."
Astra felt like her mind was doing somersaults, trying to understand this amazing idea.
"It's like seeing a ghost star," Astra asked, her imagination running wild with the possibilities.
"That's a wonderful way to think about it."
Grandpa Cosmo laughed. "Ghost stars whose light still haunts the night sky."
He sat down beside her on the grass.
"You see, Astra, looking at stars teaches us about time and distance and the incredible size of our universe.
Each twinkle of light tells a story that began long, long ago. Astra lay back on the cool grass and looked up at the millions of stars above them.
So right now, I'm seeing light from when you were little, and when Mom was little,
and maybe from before people even existed?
Some of it, yes, her grandfather said softly. The universe is very old, and light from the most distant stars has been traveling since before humans walked the Earth.
A shooting star suddenly streaked across the sky, leaving a bright trail.
Make a wish. Astra closed her eyes tight. When she opened them, she realized that even that shooting star was probably just old light, finally reaching Earth after a long, long journey through space.
Papa Cosmo, will new stars be born? Astra asked as she continued exploring the sky through her telescope.
Oh yes, stars are being born all the time in giant clouds of gas and dust called nebulae. He helped her find a fuzzy patch in the sky. That cloudy area? It's actually a stellar nursery where baby stars are forming right now.
Astra looked up from the telescope, amazed.
So the universe is always changing. Old stars die and new ones are born?
Exactly. And here's something even more amazing. Many of the atoms in your body were made inside ancient stars that lived billions of years ago.
Astra looked down at her hands in wonder. You mean I'm made of star stuff?
We all are. Long ago, giant stars created the oxygen you breathe, the calcium in your bones, and the iron in your blood. When those stars died, they scattered these elements into space, and eventually, some of that star stuff became part of planets and you.
Astra felt a magical connection to the stars above. She wasn't just looking at them. She was connected to them in the most amazing way possible.
As the night grew later, Astra began to yawn, but she didn't want the magic to end.
Can we do this again tomorrow night, Grandpa? She asked sleepily.
Every clear night, if you want to, he promised, helping her pack up the telescope carefully. The stars will always be there, waiting for us.
They walked slowly back toward the house, Astra carrying the telescope's eyepiece like a precious treasure.
Grandpa, when I grow up, I want to be an astronomer like you, she said. I want to learn all about the stars and their stories.
I think you'd make a wonderful astronomer, little star, he said, ruffling her hair gently. As Astra got ready for bed, she kept looking out her window at the twinkling lights above. Now she knew they weren't just pretty decorations in the sky. They were time machines, bringing her light and stories from long ago and far away. She fell asleep, dreaming of ancient light, ghost stars, and giant cosmic spoons stirring up magic in the vast, wonderful universe. Her telescope sat ready by her bedroom window, waiting for tomorrow night's adventures among the stars.
As the night grew later, Astra yawned, but didn't want to stop stargazing.
One more look? She pleaded.
Papa Cosmo chuckled and let her peer through the telescope one final time.
Look up at all those stars, he said softly. Remember, you're seeing ancient light that has traveled incredible distances just to reach your eyes tonight.
Each twinkle is a story from the past, a message written in starlight.
Astra looked up at the sky without the telescope, seeing it with completely new eyes. The stars weren't just pretty lights anymore. They were time machines, storytellers, and distant relatives, all rolled into one.
Thank you for the best birthday present ever, she whispered, hugging Papa Cosmo tight. And thank you for teaching me that I'm made of stars. As they packed up the telescope, Astra felt wonderfully small and incredibly important at the same time. Tonight, she had become a cosmic detective, a time traveler, and a star child, all at once. The universe felt both enormous and friendly, full of ancient light and endless possibilities. With her telescope tucked safely inside, Astra drifted off to sleep, dreaming of light-year journeys and stellar nurseries in the vast, twinkling darkness above.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.